safety campaigner believes poor road design is a factor in the crash near Turangi, which claimed the lives of three American University exchange students. The students from Boston University were killed in the crash yesterday morning as they were on their way to walk the Tongariro crossing. Police say indications are the car they were in moved to the left and into the gravel, then overcorrected before rolling. Dog and Lemon Guide editor Clive Matthew Wilson says one way of avoiding such tragedies is to extend the asphalt 300 millimetres beyond the edge of the white line at the side of the road.
Second thing is simply putting rumble strips at the side of the road to warn drivers when they're drifting off, because it's very common for people to become distracted or at that time of the morning to simply be drifting off to sleep.
Basic maths gone wrong is how Labour's describing the Prime Minister's calculations of the cost of Mondayising public holidays. MP David Clark has a bill before Parliament seeking to make Monday a public holiday when Waitangi and Anzac Days fall on the weekend, something that happens about twice every 7 years. He's released information under the Official Information Act showing officials have focused on counting the economic costs of the proposal without considering the benefits, such as people being rested. Mr. Clark says officials appear to be cherry-picking the advice they give to the government. Amnesty International has honoured the work of former Green MP Keith Locke. Mr. Locke was named Aotearoa's Human Rights Defender at a ceremony in Auckland last night and says he's chuffed.
Very pleased, particularly because it came from people I consider my peers, that is the Amnesty International people, people at the Human Rights Commission, who I've worked alongside in trying to promote human rights.
Mr. Locke says one of his most memorable moments fighting for human rights was seeing Algerian asylum seeker Ahmed Zawi freed. An expert says some patients could be more likely to be conscious during operations because of a genetic resistance to anaesthesia. Professor Jamie Slay of Auckland University has embarked on the world's first study examining the genes of people who reported awareness during anaesthesia. Professor Slay says about 1 in 1,000 patients recall conversations and sounds from the operating theatre while they were supposedly anaesthetised. The suspicion this resistance could be genetically based is supported by reports of a family history of awareness during anaesthesia. The leaders of China, Japan and South Korea have agreed to start talks this year on a free trade area, saying it would boost the economies of the entire region. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao says closer regional economic integration in response to a slow global recovery and an overall rise in trade protectionism would help unlock new growth potential. China, Japan and South Korea combined have the world's largest economy ahead of the European Union when measured by purchasing power parity. News Talk ZB Sport. The Chiefs have fallen to just their second loss of the Super Rugby season, beaten 42-27 by the Reds in Brisbane. The visitors led 22-8 just before half-time, but a four-try blitz from the Reds, which started just before the break, took them out to a match-winning lead. Of concern to the New Zealand conference leaders will be an injury to centre Richard Kahui, which early reports suggest could be a dislocated shoulder. A four-try bonus point sees the Chiefs extend their gap atop the conference standings to 8 points over the Crusaders ahead of their second bye of the season. New South Wales has named four debutants in the side to meet Queensland in the opening State of Origin game in Melbourne on May 23. Manly's Jamie Burr is the surprise inclusion. He joins clubmate Tony Williams, Cronulla's Todd Carney and North Queensland's James Tomo in their first Blues camp. Coach Ricky Stewart has also included Penrith centre Michael Jennings, who spent this weekend playing reserve grade after being dropped by the Panthers. The Queensland side will be named tomorrow. The Northern Mystics lead the Southern Steel at half-time in their ANZ Championship netball encounter in Dunedin. The visitors have been ahead for the duration of the match and are up 28-21 at the break. I'm Joe Gilfillan, News Talk ZB News and Sport. Weather is next.
Nora Jones, Little Broken Heart, her stunning new album. She'll be breaking your fall, and I'll be building new. Little Broken Hearts is the fascinating next step in the evolution of one of the music world's most intriguing singer-songwriters. Featuring the single Happy Pills. How does it feel? Oh, how does it feel to be you right now, dear? Nora Jones. Little Broken Hearts. Out now.
Hi, I'm John Appleton. Although it's vital to life, as we age, the body's ability to produce coenzyme Q10 diminishes. CoQ10 in its active form is known as ubiquinol. It supports normal cardiovascular function by providing the energy the heart needs to beat 100,000 times every day. To learn more about CoQ10, visit johnappleton.co.nz or ring me on 0800 754 673.
Read the label, take as directed.
News Talk ZB Weather Watch 24/7. Northland, Auckland, Coromandel, Bay of Plenty, and Taupo. Isolated showers scattered across the Bay of Plenty, turning to widespread rain tomorrow afternoon, heavy at times with squally thunderstorms and hail. Waikato to Taranaki, including Tamaranui, heavy rain at times with squally thunderstorms and hail. Gisborne and Hawke's Bay, mainly fine, high cloud, then scattered rain from tomorrow afternoon. Taihape and Whanganui to Wellington, also Wairarapa, scattered rain becoming widespread and heavy for a while tomorrow. Buller, Nelson and most of Marlborough, isolated showers in the west, turning to rain tonight, becoming widespread and heavy for a while tomorrow, with possible thunderstorms and hail. The Kaikoura Coast, Canterbury, Otago and Southland, mainly fine, variable high cloud. Rain near the divide with scattered falls spreading to Southland for a while tomorrow. Westland and Fiordland, heavy rain and squally thunderstorms with hail spreading north overnight and then gradually easing tomorrow. For the Chatham Islands, mostly cloudy. That's news, sport and weather to the minute from the News Talk ZB News Centre. It's 8:07.
Real life, your slice of life.
With John Cowan.
On News Talk ZB.
G'day and welcome to Real Life. I'm John Cowan and I wish all the mums a very happy Mother's Day. I hope you got spoilt rotten because you deserve it. But for some women, motherhood and grandmotherhood means stress and problems. A few years ago I was speaking at an event and they were collecting toys and equipment for an organisation I'd never heard of before called Grandparents Raising Grandchildren. I asked someone about them and they told me about these heroic grandparents that stepped up to the plate to take over the care of their grandchildren because of some upset in the family. And since that time, I found out a lot more about them, and I have immense respect for what they do, and also huge respect for their founder, who's my guest tonight, Diane Vivian. Hello, Di.
Hello, John.
It's nice to see you again. The last time I interviewed you was on some videos that we were producing to help grandparents in their task, and that was a lot of fun.
It was indeed.
It really opened my eyes, especially when we got some grandparents in and talked to them about the situations they were in and the hurdles they had to overcome. And typically, these grandparents that are caring for grandchildren, what are the circumstances that have put them in that situation?
Majority of our members are grandparents who are stepping in to raise the children full time. So that means that they have taken over parenting orders or informally caring for the children. The main reasons, we've done two lots of research, which Jill Worrell did in 2005 and 2009. The main reasons why the grandparents are raising the grandchildren is because of substance abuse, violence, neglect and mental illness. So there's serious issues that are happening in these families.
Right. So this is, it's not just suddenly snap, it's usually there's been a stack of tragedies that have probably resulted in these children having to leave their parents.
Correct.
And so these children are probably disturbed and upset.
Absolutely. Yeah. A lot of them are very traumatised. Also, what has come out in our research, a lot of these children have got special needs, maybe fetal alcohol syndrome. It could be that they're globally delayed, intellectually impaired, lots of reasons. But the worst one of all, I think, is the psychological damage that's done to the children in very primary years.
So even if these children were then to be raised in the best possible circumstances, they are starting behind the starting line.
Absolutely.
But they're not being raised in the best circumstances. They're being placed into the care of people that were hopefully looking forward to their retirement, and they probably don't have all that much money to rub together, and now they're having to raise children.
Yes, that is true. But then again, I mean, anyone would know a grandparent has a natural love for their grandchildren.
That's the big plus.
That is the big plus. A lot of our grandparents say it makes them feel younger. You know, it gives them the get up and go. And these children, you know, they need us.
Okay. Now, what's your role within grandparents raising grandchildren? Oops, sorry, the red button, there you go.
Sorry. Yeah. I founded the organisation, gosh, way back in 1999. We were delivered two little grandchildren via Child, Youth and Family. Mm. They were dropped off on our doorstep and we were basically told they didn't have any beds for them, so we'd have to take them in. Mm. These two little girls were a result of a foster parent that we'd taken in as a 14-year-old. So I just couldn't believe the stress we were going through.
Yeah.
Thrust into family courts, threats via the phone from the parents. So what I did was I put an advert in our local North Shore Times Advertiser, and the telephones just never stopped ringing. I honestly thought I was the only person in the whole of New Zealand doing this. Boy, was I wrong.
And how many do you reckon are?
Well, at the moment on our books, we've got 5,124 caregivers,
yes,
who are raising their grandchildren. Now, the numbers of children they're raising are 1 up to 10.
Mm.
We have got a number of families, particularly in the Auckland area, who are raising between 6 and 10 grandchildren.
It's really?
Yes.
Grandparents raising up to 10 grandchildren?
Correct.
Okay, and those are the ones who are on your books, 5,000 on your books. Any idea how many are out there still yet to get in touch with you?
John, honestly, this is the tip of the iceberg. It really is the tip of the iceberg. There are thousands of them out there.
Yeah.
And it's not just grandparents, it's great-grandparents as well.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
And kinship carers.
Now, so I was looking at your website and I saw this term kin carers. So what do you mean by a kin carer?
Well, basically a kin carer is someone who's related to the grandchild.
Mm.
It may be an aunt, a great aunt, or a great uncle.
Yeah.
It could be a sister of the mother of the children, who has stepped up to the post to take them in.
Mm.
What we're finding now, because we've been going for, 13 years now, we've found that grandmas are getting sick, grandpas are getting sick, they're getting cancers, and they can no longer care for the children. Now, what happens then is an extended family of the member of the family will step up and take in these children.
Heroes, really, aren't they?
They are heroes.
Look, we'll be talking a lot about each of these things that you've talked about, the kids and the types of problems they tend to have, the types of issues that grandparents face and ways that they can be helped and what your organisation does. And we'll also take calls, 0800 80 10 80, if you'd like to talk back with Di Vivian, my guest tonight, the founder of Grandparents Raising Grandchildren. And maybe she might have some advice for you if you're stuck in a situation, or there might be a situation in your family that you'd like to just get a wise head's opinion on. Maybe it's been your experience yourself that you've raised grandchildren, or maybe you were raised by your grandchildren, raised by your grandparents, and you might like to share some of those experiences. 0800 80 10 80. We've also got some movie tickets that we'll give away just to callers that we like the sound of. I think we've got, how many tickets have we got, Angus? We've got three double passes to a great movie. I'll tell you a bit more about that later on. And so we'll just give them out to callers as we feel inspired to give them. I'll leave it up to Di to pick who we give them out to. And so that's coming up later in the hour. This is Real Life. My guest tonight is Di Vivian from Grandparents Raising Grandchildren.
Missed a week of Real Life with John Cowan? Head to the Real Life website to listen to previous guests. reallife.net.nz.
Hi, Paul Little from North Shore Toyota. Our special deal on 2009 Yaris has been a huge hit. And if you're quick, you can still grab a 2009 Yaris for just $14,990. Number one on the show. When you need us,
we'll be there. When you need us, we're Radius Care. For the very best aged care, choose Radius Care. Whether it's temporary care or full-time rest home or private hospital care, Radius Care offers a service second to none. With 20 locations all over New Zealand, when you need us, Google Radius Care and we'll be there.
When you need us, we'll be there. When you need us, we're Radius Care.
Google Radius Care today.
Adrian, you know how cavemen discovered fire?
I wasn't there.